Good morning. It's sports time, brought to you by Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where flowers are their inspiration. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Furnace or AC on the fritz, leaky faucet or toilet, no matter the season or the reason, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has you covered. We provide 24/7 service to keep your home running smoothly, fixing leaks, restoring heat, or keeping you cool when it counts. Fast service, a team you can trust. We are your home comfort experts all year long. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Haas. The 2026 State Girls Soccer Tournament is being held this weekend at Uline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. Started Thursday, culminates today with the championship games. Division 1 semifinals got underway Thursday. Divine Savior Holy Angels, a 3-0 win over Kimberly. Muskego doubled up on Oregon by a final of 2-1. Today's championship game will feature Divine Savior Holy Angels taking on Muskego. Division 2 also played semis on Thursday. Brookfield Central over Holman 1-0 in overtime. Wauwatosa East defeated DeForest, also 1-0. Today's D2 final, Brookfield Central will take on Wauwatosa East. The Division 3 semis were played on Friday. McFarland 2-1 over Rice Lake. It took overtime for Keele to get by New Berlin Eisenhower 3-2, setting up today's featured match. It's a final at the state level, McFarland versus Keele. And the Division 4 semis from Friday, Xavier over Ozaukee Random Lake 4-0, and the Prairie School defeated La Crosse Aquinas 2-0. Today's final, Xavier takes on the Prairie School. We have hometown baseball to tell you about this weekend. Coming up today, it's Black Earth hosting Sauk Prairie. That's a 7 p.m. first pitch as part of Butterfest. Cazenovia is at Reedsburg, also 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow's featured matchups include Schulzburg-Benton at Arena. That's our featured game on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Pre-game around 12:45, first pitch at 1 o'clock. Verona travels to Ridgeway in the western section as well. Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb, Hollandale. Argyle hosts Wyota. Muscadet's on the road at Belleville, and Dodgeville at Blanchardville. From the northern section, Sunday matchups, Ashton plays host to Cross Plains. It's Middleton at Lodi, and Mesa Maney hits the road to Wisconsin Dells. Time right now to check in with WRCO-FM's Phil Nee as he has a look at high school postseason accolades.
Region Valley All-Conference teams have been recognized this week, including the boys' track team. Kickable Lafarge had a great year. They won the conference title. North Crawford was second in boys, Ithaca Weston third, followed by Seneca, DeSoto, and Wazika Steuben. First team All-Conference members include, from Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee, Ethan Berkram, Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia Boland, and Braden Burns. From DeSoto, Keegan Colden. From Kickable Lafarge, seniors Adric Eggy, Arlen Walter, Jeff Olson, and Malachi McCauley. Juniors Lane Miller and Dylan Hemmersbach. Senior Will Wirtz. And freshman Theo Parr. From North Crawford, Gavin Tamling. Seneca's Aiden Payne and Grant Syme. Also Jonathan Maverick Boulet and Gavin Wilkins, along with Scott Brown. The second-team All-Conference boys runners and tracksters include Ithaca Weston's Peyton Brown and Deacon McDonough. From Kickable Lafarge, Landon Turgeson, Braden Turgeson, Logan Stewart, and North Crawford's A.J. Anderson, Francesco Petrelli, Logan Hagen, Peter Molnar, Sam Noble, and Riley Bromland. The honorable mention team includes DeSoto's Adam Venner and Logan Brudos, Matthew Olin-Iron, Riley Frederick, Bennett Coder, North Crawford's Aaron Maley and John Powell. From Seneca, Scott Brown and Reed Heyman. And from Wazika Steuben, Julius Cooley. The sportsmanship team, Logan Brutos, DeSoto, Connor Montez, Ithaca Weston, Matthew Olenirin of Kickapoo Lafarge, Sam Noble, North Crawford, Jonathan Maverick Bouliette of Seneca, and Richard Bryant, Wazika Steuben. Special awards were given out as well on the postseason. The runner of the year, there was a tie. Adric Egge of Kickapoo Lafarge and Clayton Lee of Ithaca Weston. Clayton just capped off a phenomenal high school career, a record setter, and of course a state runner. Field event athlete of the year was Gavin Tamling of North Crawford and Adric Egge of Kickapoo Lafarge, also recognized for the field events. Jeremy Lee of Kickapoo Lafarge was named the boys track coach of the year for the Ridge and Valley. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.